Happy Easter to you all. We come to worship on the Easter morning. I think most of you know who I am by now. I'm the supply minister here, and it's a great pleasure to be here and to be doing that. And I pray that we will find God here this morning, not in some distant tomb long ago, but deep in our hearts, here among us in this place. The light of Christ is present with us with the lit Christ candle. I want you to respond as though you really mean it. When I say Christ is risen, you say he is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Great. Our call to worship. The morning has just begun, and we see God has already done a new thing. Tombs are open, new possibilities are born, and hope is reborn. Praise be to you, O God. Your ways are beyond our understanding. Your mystery is too vast for words, yet on this day we dare to believe that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's love. It is this that we celebrate today. The Easter joy of the living Christ be with you all. Thank you. If you are able, I invite you to stand and sing the great Easter hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today. Prayers of adoration and confession. O God, on this day of all days, we bring you our thanks and praise. You make yourselves known to us in bread and wine, in the beauty of a sunset, the pain of disaster, the warm clasp of a friend, and the enemy we brace with love. You make yourself known to us in so many ways, if only our eyes are open and our hearts are open to recognizing you. Loving Christ, when we see the wonder of your risen life, we cannot help comparing it to the struggling life within ourselves. Resurrected Christ, we are your disciples. We are your wounded hands and feet in this world today. At times we've been frightened ones, staying at a distance, worried about our status or our reputation. We say together that you come close to us, bringing peace and challenge, unlocking our potential and setting us free. At times we've been the weeping ones, filled with grief and lost hope. We are unable to see your presence in our midst, but you come close and speak our names, and we discover that we are fully known and loved, and our hearts reach out to embrace you. Now we come close to you in worship. We come with our fear, our confusion, and our tears. Speak to us in a voice of love and compassion in this day, we pray. Amen. This is the good news. God in Jesus defeated death, turning fear into boldness, sorrow into joy, and despair into hope. Hallelujah. Now then, I don't know, would you be prepared to join us across here? Any younger people, children, younger people? Just so that we can have, would you come? Please be kind and come. No? If I ask you kindly, would you come and join us over there? Just with others. Thank you. Just if I can sit on the chair there. Are you able to sit on the floor just there with me? Come over here. Okay. Do you like surprises? Depending a bit. They can be nice, sometimes they're not nice. Sometimes surprises are nice. Okay. That is all very simple. That's no problem. What's that? What is it? Do you know what it is?
Everyone that we know, and for Jesus who sent into the this world be with us, sharing your love and wisdom. Amen. Now then, having had that surprise, perhaps you'd like one of these, that'd be right. As long as the ants are okay about eating them, then that's fine. I vow to the ants. Can I choose which color you like? Blue? What color do you like?
So we'll sing now, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord.
Today we're going to have a reading about the resurrection and how it happened. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've laid him." Peter then came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and he went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying and the napkin which had been on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord.
Before I sermon, I'd like to acknowledge the creative work of Varel, and I presume that Rob helped you do this. And very much appreciated. Thank you very much indeed. Mary and all those who loved Jesus were struggling to make sense of everything that had happened. Things hadn't worked out the way they expected. All their hopes were dead. Their dreams were dead. The future was dead because Jesus was dead. They were going through the darkest time they had ever experienced. And early on that first Sunday, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb where Jesus' body had been laid, and she saw the stone had been removed from the entrance. While it was still dark, the stone was moved. While it was still dark, Jesus was raised. While it was still dark, God was working in the world to overcome the horror of Good Friday. Death seemed to have been the ending. It seemed as if the darkness was going to last forever, but God wasn't finished yet. While it was still dark, when no one could see and no one could hear, God acted. Jesus rose while it was still dark. He was alive before the dawn, before those who loved him were able to see and believe. Mary felt lost and alone. But Jesus wasn't far away. While it was still dark, Jesus found her and called her name. He was alive, reaching out to her again. While it was still dark, while they were still in despair, Jesus was coming to find all his disciples and call them by name. We go through times of darkness, individually and collectively. It feels like the world is a terrible place at the moment. The war in Ukraine is not coming to an end. The Middle East, Iran, Lebanon. And the Director General of the World Health Organization has reminded us of the ongoing war in Sudan, which continues, and other conflicts in the Asian continent. There are tensions in the Pacific and with the Chinese. House prices are through the roof, and rental properties are hard to find. Fires, floods, and famine are happening as the planet groans under the weight of environmental neglect. On top of all this, the things we deal with individually, relationships, issues, including domestic violence, isolation, and loneliness, employment and financial issues, especially now, diagnoses and worry about the future. We could easily be crushed by the weight of it all. We struggle to find our way. But the good news is that Jesus is there in the gloom, calling us by name, calling us individually and as a church. The good news is that the loving Christ wants to find us. He doesn't wait till it's light. He doesn't wait till everything is perfect. Christ calls our name even when it's still dark, even when we're lost in despair, even when we're afraid and lonely. Christ is there. He comes to the gloom. He comes through the gloom to us. And because Jesus is with us, new life is possible. Healing, forgiveness, freedom. New directions are all possible for us. And this doesn't mean that circumstances necessarily change the way we want them to. It's not like that at all. Ken and I have to leave very early when we go to Kyneton, and we often watch the sun coming up. It takes a while. It wasn't dark 1 minute, and then blazing sunshine. It goes from dark to pale. Objects gradually become clearer. Vague, shadowy shells become trees and fences, sheep and cattle, as the sun rises. It was the same for Mary. She was beside herself with grief, but gradually it dawned. At first there was the stone that was rolled away, the empty tomb, the angels, finally the man she thought was the gardener. And then when he called her name, Mary knew. He was alive. Dreams were alive because Christ was alive. The future was alive, bringing with possibilities, bringing with life, because Jesus was alive. The external circumstances hadn't changed. The Jews were still living under Roman occupation. The religious authorities still treated Jesus' friends with suspicion. But Mary's heart was changed. Mary and the other disciples were transformed by that first Easter. They realized that God's promises could be trusted. They went from fear to boldness, despair to hope, pain to joy. Our circumstances may not change, but knowing Jesus is by our side changes us. Jesus is still with us today, understanding our emotions, calling us by name into hope and into a future. We can be transformed. From darkness of despair to the light of hope, from fear of the future to an awareness of our potential. The Easter story tells us that love is stronger than death. The love of Christ will call us when we're grieving, when we're frightened, when we're lost and lonely. The love of Christ will call us when we're going about our ordinary lives. And the love of Christ will call us when we're dancing for joy. Whether we can see Christ or not, feel Christ or not, Jesus is alive. God's love is alive. And we are invited to rest in that divine love. We're invited to believe in it. We're invited to share that divine love. Love is alive in the intricate beauty of a flower. It's alive when we share our gifts and our passions, embracing the lives of others, embracing the gifts of music, flowers, catering, the gifts of caring for the environment, to name just a few. And especially love is alive in the commission we show one another. And we're able to do this because of the love of Christ for each one of us. Jesus is with us in the shadows and in the joy. Rest in that assurance. If your eyes are filled with tears and your heart cries out, "Where are you, Lord?" like Mary did, he comforts, "Be at peace." Jesus hears you. He is making his way towards you through the gloom. So if your heart is bursting with songs of joy, be assured that Christ is with you, calling you by name to embrace the divine love and share it with the world. So in the darkness and in the light, Jesus is calling you. Listen for his voice. He loves you so much. He knows you intimately and calls you by name. Listen for him and go into that new day with joy and hope. Amen. I'm going to sing a song you may not be familiar with, but some may with. It's called When the Green Blade Rises. Pray. Lord, we have so much that we come get from you. We're returning this day a small amount of what you've given. We ask your blessing on that, that it will become something that is caring to show those who need it, something that will show compassion and love. Lord, we offer these gifts back to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
We pause before we pray. And we think of the people and the situations that are on our hearts. Loving God, we give thanks that Jesus walks with us on this our stretch of the road. As in the gospel story, we fall into step with the grieving disciples. So we stand with all those for whom these days are shadowed by loss. We ask for them the comfort that Christ would bring. We ask for them all an Easter faith. As in the gospel, we meet people who are confounded by the cruelty and the wastefulness of the world. We pray for all those who are abused by systems beyond their control, who find themselves in societies skewed by oppressive regimes, who are demeaned and diminished by relationships turned hard and cruel. We ask for them, the Easter liberation into new life. We pray for ourselves and for those we love. We ask for an Easter celebration of life, which is boundless and filled with hope. As in the Gospel, we remember how the first Christians gathered and faced a new future. And we pray for all those entrusted with the leadership of our congregation. We ask for them, the energy and the inspiration of Easter's good news. As in the Gospel, risen Lord, hear our cry for help for those weighed down with worries, for those carrying the burden of distress, for those overwhelmed by isolation. Hear our cry for help. For those who are weary, for those who are tattered and torn and worn, for those who collapse from exhaustion, hear our cry for help. That our ways be formed by your way, that our lives be shaped by your life, that our love be your love. Hear our cry for communities of faith. As in the Gospel, risen Lord, hear our cry for peace. Peace in our hearts when the world is consumed by shortages of fuel, increasing costs of living, economic uncertainty, and extremes of weather. We cry for peace because wars continue in multiple places, including Iran, the Gulf States, Israel, Lebanon, Gaza, Sudan, Ukraine, Russia. There is immense destruction, loss of life, and future trauma, as well as interrupting international trade and travel and increasing the cost and availability of many resources. We cry for peace in our communities when our news feeds are filled with hate and division and fear. We cry for peace within families when separation and loss overwhelm us. Help us to know peace, hope, reconciliation, trust, love, and joy through a relationship of trust and grace with Jesus. As in the Gospel, hear our cry of thanksgiving for the ways you accompany us through deep valleys, for the ways you lead us to still meadows, for the ways you provide all we need. Hear our cry of thanksgiving. Grant us your grace and hope. Give us the confidence to persist, trusting in your eternal faithfulness, that we may be examples of your new life. And as in the Gospel, we pray for others, and we pray for ourselves and our needs. These things we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We'll sing two verses as an introduction to our communion.
That's right.
Thank you. Remain seated, please. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. The risen Christ welcomes us to this table. All are welcome. We are all in need of God's grace and compassion. We are all loved by God. Whoever we are, whatever we have done or not done, it doesn't matter how old or how young we are, everyone is welcome at this table. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right to give our thanks and praise, O God, for you have raised Christ from the dead and offer us all eternal life. You created the earth, and your steadfast love endures forever. As the prophets testified, you sent your child Jesus into the world preaching peace. You anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he was about doing good and healing all who were opposed or oppressed. Like a stone rejected by the builders, he was put to death, hanging on a tree. But you raised him on the third day and made him the cornerstone of your kingdom. Now he meets us in our grief, raising us all to life in him, inviting us into the divine circle of love. Therefore, with the angels and people all through the world, in every time and place, we say, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. On the night on which he was betrayed, Jesus was with friends. They gathered at the table, sharing a meal. Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, broken for you. Whenever you eat it, do this in remembrance of me. And after supper, again giving thanks, he took the cup, saying,
Drink this, all of you, the blood of the new covenant shed that you might have life and wholeness. Drink and be glad. So now we do as Jesus commands. We set this bread and this cup apart for the holy meal, which he calls us to. God of heaven and earth, bless what we do here. May this meal be for us the food of eternal life, nourishing and infusing us with your grace. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, upon our world, upon this meal, that we may live to see your law of love become a reality. And as part of the world community of Christians, we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught his friends. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. You will hold the bread and we'll then eat the bread together, and then after the cup, you'll hold the cup and we'll drink together. I invite the servants to come forward. Body of Christ, broken for you, eat and give thanks. Blood of the new covenant, shed that you might have life and wholeness. Drink and be glad of it. We say together the prayer after communion. God, by your grace you have fed us. By your love you have nurtured us. By your Spirit you have sustained us. We give you our thanks. Jesus has fed us with meal, which nourishes and sustains us. In the resurrection, he offers us new life. And we sing that, I hope it's a well-known hymn to you, it's one of my favorites, Thine Be the Glory. So we'll wait till the musicians come up and we'll stand and sing it.
Thank you.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Now that Christ is risen, let us go not quietly, not gently, but with a great joy that lets the world know that God's love triumphs over everything. And may the Christ who has risen, the God who sets us free, and the Spirit who rolls stones be with us and go with us all into this world. Amen. And you're invited to join us for hot cross buns after.